Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just one of the side.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer, must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC, still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a piss and match with the trappity rat pack and the Mac in the back of the yak, back, pack, rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that fun, that fun. Everybody wants the key and the secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will it be true for the blueprint? Simply raging youthful exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q-K-Dot-Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to intake, grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flame. Off a plankin', tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they, that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up, pat on the back, and a way to go from your label if you're gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. Cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR. Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton. No, Asgard, Asgard. So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. You rodent, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in the chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to think for you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, and I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal, fuck being normal. And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. And they were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed. Summer, lama, duma, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is trigger singing off of me. And it'll leave you and devastating. More than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get them motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous. They can use it.
It's not hip-hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it. With rock, shock rap, with doc. Someone lose yourself and make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you. While I'm ripping any one of these verses, the verses you curtain from inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice versions to,
School flunky, pill junkie. But look at the accolades, these skills brung me. Full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you. Ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky. But in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils and here's what they want from me.
They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life can't in you lemons, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? The mistake of the it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a basin. Don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
What a big WrestleMania has been, according to most of you. Yeah, I did. It was already off mute, so they probably heard some of our comics anyway. But, anyways, according to most of y'all thought this WrestleMania was going to suck, and y'all never gave it a chance or even given a pass to looking at it. Or watch it. But like I said, it may look bad on paper, but you don't know how it's going to go out. And y'all think, oh, they weren't going to do good. They weren't going to, like, sell out or whatever. They ain't going to pass their record. They did pass their record, but I don't think they passed the record that they posted on
ticket sales.
Yeah.
Not actual people who showed up.
Right, so that's probably what happened. They was counting on the ticket sales, and that's not many. But, anywho, WrestleMania 32. And they already mentioned earlier 33 was going to be Orlando, so, and of course they announced it again. So, yada, yada, yada. This morning, I finally got to see the pre-show matches that I missed. And from what I predicted from there all the way up to the main show, I was, like, about 3 wrong. So, I guess we can talk about a little bit about the matches. I probably would just end up talking about the first two, just me, but... Because I know Hazel didn't see, like, the pre-show or anything like that. So, I'm going to talk about it. And here we go. First off was, like, Kalisto and Ryback. And kind of like a, it wasn't, like, that much fast-paced. But I know, like, guys, you know, Kalisto got to slow up a little bit from Ryback. Not saying the match was bad or anything, because it wasn't. But, excuse me. But, I guess it was like, I know they wanted the shock value out of this match and had Kalisto win. And he did. But I guess, like, the match could have been a little bit longer. I think that's could be my only issue with that, was the match could have been a little bit longer. Next up was the 10 Divas tag match, which had a debut with Lana, then Emma with her WrestleMania debut. No, no, she got that because, you know, earlier she was up there, called up, then sent back down, then came right back up. I guess we're, like, new characters, so it all worked out. But Lana really impressed me for the little thing she did, but It would have been cool if she would have did a little bit more. Like, she did, like, a couple of kicks here and there, and it was all good. So, although even Rhea has improved a little bit for what she's shown, too. If it was, like, between them two fighting, maybe they would have showed them off a little bit more and see, like, what happened, you know, between them two and see how improved that Eva Marie was and show how Lana's training went. But hopefully, like, in the near future, they'll get them, like, a little bit more TV time. I know the haters ain't going to like it, but just to show more, like, how much that they, that Eva improved and Lana, how good her training was, and just show how good she can be. But Total Divas did win the match, and I hate to say it, but I think that was Bree's final match. So, and I know she was set to retire, but I thought they was going to do it. It would have been cool if they would have done it on Raw, but they're probably going to maybe push that back a little bit, then probably ever do it then. But after the match, Nikki Bella did show up with the neck brace and all, so God, this has got to be painful having that neck brace 24/7. I don't know. Would you, do you know anything about, you know, like certain neck injuries that cause you to have to wear, like?
Some of them you have to wear for a certain amount of time, depending on the surgery. But she might have worn it, and a lot of times when you wear them for something like WrestleMania, and that's because you've been advised you're going to a public event where you could get knocked about. I'm not saying that she was going to get attacked, but you're in, it would be like you or me if we hurt. Remember when I saw my ACL and MCL? I didn't have to wear my leg brace in the house. But when I went out, I was told you need to wear it in case that you get knocked about and everything. That could be the case. It's the case of she could be when she's at home. Okay, because it's just her and John Cena, you know, there's not going to be any knocking about or anything. But in a crowd, she might be told, okay, you've got to wear it out, or she has to wear it for a certain amount of time per day. So.
Okay, that makes sense. I guess I can understand that more. It was like, I wasn't, like, bad-mouthing her or anything like that, so I'm, like, it must have been a reason, so thank you for clearing that up.
I mean, it's nothing, it's just one of those things where the surgery that she had, she's probably been told, okay, you need to wear it when you're out, or you need to wear it for a certain amount of time per day.
But, yeah. But that's, like, really a big clear-up. So. But, anyway, moving on. It was the Usos versus the Dudleys. Match could have went on a little bit longer. It's like, well, I know, like, the time they gave them, like, they, it was a two-hour, because what they did, because they did all the matches in hour two and hour one, all they did was, like, talk. So I was thinking they was going to put the matches in both hour one and two, like, split them up. But they didn't do that. So they did all three matches in, like, hour three. And normally, like, you have three matches in an hour, you can do something with that time, but they really didn't do it for the, like, it made it worked out for, like, Kalisto and Ryback, and also worked out with the 10 Divas tag match. I think it just didn't work out for the Usos and Dudleys. I think they should have been on the main card, and that would have helped them out. And they could have, they would have had more time, could have been more creative in their matches and things like that, but it just didn't go that way. So, let's get on to the main card with the IC Championship match, which it did deliver as always, but I guess I guess it's like that very shocking on who won, but we'll, y'all probably already know who won, but we'll get to about that in a minute. It did have some good spots, and it has like some good action. But I guess especially with towards the end, it was like a little bit of a teaser, like, oh, this person's going to get it. No, he got pushed off. This person's going to get it. But, wow. But the least person who could have got it is nobody, actually. Anybody could have won this match, and you wouldn't have think that Zack Ryder would be have zero chance to winning this match, but he pushed the Miz off, and he did win it. So Zack Ryder is the new Intercontinental Championship. Well, new Intercontinental Champ. I don't know why I say championship with all that, but anyways, AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho. Well, if you've seen like their matches from Fastlane and all the couple of matches they had on SmackDown and Raw, but oh, I thought you were gonna say something. But anyways, with the match, I know some of y'all was thinking that AJ Styles should have won it, but it didn't go that way, and Chris Jericho ended up winning the match. Let's see what else. I know it was about, I would say, like 12 matches that happened, but trying to think what else happened. The Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar, half of y'all say it was very disappointing, but it was interesting. Like, I would agree it didn't go as much as it should have, but it has this, like, shocking, like, his moments. Because he's thinking he's going to use a chainsaw, but he never get to do it in time. Or he didn't get to use a barbed wire bat. Couldn't do that because, you know, Brock Lesnar got to him in time.
Villanova won the NCAA championship.
Wow, they beat North Carolina. Ain't that something? That's a shock. And apparently, when you was telling me the score about the Bucks and Bulls, apparently we missed a good game.
Well,
I know.
Where we could have
flipped back and forth. But yeah, like, what is it, 34 points and 9 assists that Giannis had? And I guess that was his new career high. I think Javari had like 26 points and 11 boards. So that's our future for the Bucks. But moving on, Brock Lesnar did win the match, and I think they say he did like about 13 German suplexes on, or just suplexes in total that he did to Dean Ambrose. And you can see why Dean Ambrose wasn't there on tonight's Raw or Brock. So this kind of what you makes you think, like, what's next for Brock? What's next for Brock probably is going to end up probably being, you know, him finally facing Bray Wyatt at SummerSlam. Only time will tell, but until then, we just going to have to wait a while until he comes back. So next up, we had the Divas Championship match, which earlier on, Lita had introduced the new WWE Women's Championship. It looks the same as the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, but the letter of the belt is white, and parts of the inside, you know, not like inside, but like behind the W logo, is red. Question. What do you think if they would have did it in pink and white?
The red.
The red.
I think it's by taking the pink away, they're taking away, I don't want to say the feminine side of things, but the more girly type of thing. And I think by having red, it's like saying, okay, you know, it's more, a little bit more hardcore. It's still feminine, but it's got that as they said, it's, you heard the people chant tonight, women's wrestling.
Yeah.
It's got that more hardcore feel about it. The pink made it seem like it was just a foofy, you know, always a little title to hold. Do you know what I mean?
Right, I know what you mean. That's kind of funny. But like the winner of that match will get the women's championship between Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, which I had to congratulate her on a hit that she probably took during the match last night. Her eye. Yeah, her eye.
Came out a little bit beaten up. You could tell by the way he was walking wasn't
right. Too
good,
yeah, that's true. But we'll get on to that match in a minute. One of the best women matches between Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks, and the crowd really went nuts for them for that match. And for people that don't understand, this is why they save certain moves for pay-per-views, so, you know, they can get the crowd to go ooh and ah. Like, you don't want to do those special moves every single night. Because some of them are, like, high risk. So it's good to always save them at a big, like, pay-per-view or save them for, like, a pay-per-view. Maybe you can do it once in a while on a Raw or SmackDown or something, but not something that you can use, like, every single day, but... Anyways, there was a lot of spots that was on there. Snoop did a little bit of her theme song of Sasha Banks, and she was representing Eddie Guerrero with the like the design of her tights that she was wearing. And she kind of did the same thing with the shorts, like the short trunks that she was wearing tonight on Raw as well. Charlotte did not only retain the Divas title, is also the women's champion, and they did retire the Divas title that night, although them bringing it up in June of 2008. So I guess we got our answer what we were trying to figure out what they was going to do. They was going to keep both or just get rid of one. So there's your answer. Next up was Shane McMahon versus Undertaker. The only thing that you can the match was good for what it was, and they did good for what they can do with it. But that fall from top of the cell, that's going to be talked about for like months, maybe even years. Yeah, as soon as she finds out about his injuries, we're going to let you guys in on, like, how bad he was hurting or whatever, because he was kind of limping and stuff a little bit earlier on Raw, but I think that fall might have, just, you know, just took the, hopefully it didn't took the.
He's got no serious injuries.
Okay, no serious injuries.
Yeah,
okay. He probably just need, like, probably some time to heal, whatever, so.
Probably fairly good. It says, as expected, Shane McMahon did a crazy stunt during his Hell in a Cell match against Undertaker. He did jump off a gigantic video board, as some predicted he would do, but he did climb the cage and jump off through a table. Not surprisingly, WWE offered a medical update on its website. He was taken to a medical facility to be checked out. However, he did manage to avoid injury and was walking around fine. That doesn't mean he isn't hurt, because throwing yourself off a high place could. It's just good to know that he didn't seriously injure himself. That was the report afterwards. I'm just trying to.
Oh, see if there's anything.
If there was any. He was actually asked by Vince not to do that jump. Do a lower jump. Because Vince was actually concerned that he would seriously hurt himself.
Oh, wow. And he did it anyway.
Yeah.
He just thought he'll be okay with it, and there you go.
Well, there's no real, I'm just going to type in WrestleMania injuries?
Probably nothing serious. So when she,
if it was a serious injury, there would be.
Right.
You know, he done this, this, and this. You can see by the way he was walking tonight that he was hurt.
Right.
But that's probably just the soreness, and you know.
Right, exactly. New Day versus League of Nations. I like how they came out. They was in the box of the booty-os. They tipped it over with some booty-os coming out. They came out wearing, like, the Saiyan fighting gear, like what normally what Vegeta would wear or any of the Saiyans would wear, which was pretty cool. It'd be funny if Xavier Woods, like he did with his hair, could have got away with being a Saiyan. If he had it blonde, had green contacts, Super Saiyan.
There wasn't many people there at the pre-show is the AT&T Stadium opened the doors at 4 o'clock instead of 3:30, like it was advertised.
Also,
so the lines were astronomical trying to get in.
Oh.
And then the scanners went down for the tickets, so they had to stop the crowds again from coming in. That's why there were so few people in there.
Oh, wow.
During the pre-show. And if you remember, we spoke about that when we were watching, trying to watch part of the pre-show.
Right.
Before going to James, we were like, there's not many people in there. That was why. That apparently AT&T San Stadium did not open the doors until 4 p.m., they were supposed to have been opened no later than 3:30 to get people in.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, the lines were astronomical. Then the ticket scanners were disabled when the Wi-Fi went down.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, it was. People have complained that it was one of the most disorganized events that WWE has ever put on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
there wasn't enough staff work. I'm reading the report right now.
Okay.
It says there was many who couldn't get in who had traveled long distances once the show actually started for Crossley because they shut the doors after a certain amount of time.
Oh, so they were.
So there was people who could not get in who had tickets.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's messed up. So they probably would have had that.
But the tickets were sold. People just couldn't get in after a certain time.
Yeah. So that makes sense now since they explained it like that. But it was on the League of Nations and New Day. New Day did win. No, League of Nations had won the match. I'm sorry. I think that's probably pretty much where the matches itself for the main event. Roman Reigns versus Triple H. They had, like, good entrance, but they screwed up on Roman Reigns' entrance. Like, they did it, like, a second or two behind.
I'm reading what happened last night, and somebody who was there said that fans actually started leaving during the Roman Reigns and Triple H match.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sucks to be them.
Well, no, part of them because they were bored, and the other part was that they were told if there was going to be a 3-hour wait to get out of the arena otherwise.
3-hour wait?
To get their cars and stuff. So people started leaving early.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's messed up. But as you can tell, Roman Reigns did win the match, and good interest is good brawl.
And Seth Rollins was there last night.
Yeah, I kind of figured he was around because I know he was doing the access. But I guess he wasn't clear to compete as of yet. So I get to laugh at the person that claimed that, oh, Seth Rollins is going to be back tonight. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. Now, although we got a little bit.
There was no main injuries. There was a lot of minor injuries, a lot of bruises, as you saw with Becky,
yeah.
Shane McMahon. Apparently, Shane McMahon's got bruised ribs. He landed on its side coming off of that cage. And it's just very sure. Cena was re-injured because when he went off, apparently he was complaining that he was hurt. He wasn't feeling right. But he apparently, he's fine. So...
Gotcha. Okay, for those who are listening to right now, I guess we're going to go a little bit of overtime because I know we got like a few more. We got like extra 15 minutes where we're probably going to cut it down to fives for what we got finished. The Rock had like a six-second match with Eric Rowan from the Wyatt family. Just gave him the Rock bottom and pinned him 1, 2, 3. And he was geared up and they had a referee and all, so... That was kind of quick. So, and I was speaking about John Cena. He did came in to help The Rock, where it looks like The Rock was going to get a triple team. So, he helped them out. And everybody did pop for that, you know, for that moment. So, anyways, I guess that's it for that WrestleMania call. So, I know somehow, some way, we'll probably will do.
People also apparently were complaining about why the Wyatt family wasn't listed as supposed to be.
Yeah, because they were supposed
to be there.
Right, because they were supposed to be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and
right.
They wasn't.
And that's part of the reason why they were taken out of that to do a spot themselves. But as they Bray Wyatt apparently said to people afterwards. If you're going to surprise the fans by doing something, why are you going to announce that they're going to be there for it?
Yeah, that is very true.
So it's like announcing that John Cena was coming back last night. You have to leave a few things, you know, in the open, so to speak.
Right, exactly. And speaking of which, we forgot to talk about the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, which you had... Some couple of surprise entrants. You had Baron Corbin, which he did win, which was a surprise entrance. Like, nobody probably didn't know until he was, like, actually in the ring, and they showed him, and I was like, what? Like, oh, wow. But, who else was a surprise entrant? It was a few more I can't remember, but I know the one that I did remember, everybody should remember, was Shaq, was a surprise entrant that was in there. Him with that.
That was good, though, because Shaq has been saying for years he wanted to be part of WrestleMania one day.
Right.
You know what, yeah, he got kicked out of it and everything, but... It makes me laugh when you see, like, some of these sports fans and musicians and all this lot who turn into little kids when it comes to wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are big fans. Let's be honest. I didn't know this, but Snoop Dogg is Sasha Banks's cousin.
Yep.
And is probably the primary reason, because of him taking her to that one WrestleMania, as to why she became a wrestler.
Exactly.
You know, it's things like that, and I think people have just got to get over themselves. Yeah, the endings are predicted. WWE knows who's going to win. They're predicted.
Yeah.
When you see people walk out with black eyes and torn necks and legs and all of this lot, stop saying it's fake. Please, just stop, because...
You haven't been in their shoes.
Yeah.
Just to know. But, anyway, so that was a good moment for Shaq, so. So that was good for him. I think we did finally cover WrestleMania, so we did. Although we won't be able to cover Raw because I know we ain't going to have that much time, but we're going to say this. So, Payback, it may be a match set for that pay-per-view. AJ Styles was in a Fatal 4-Way with the returning Cesaro, Kevin Owens, and Chris Jericho. So, great match. The crowd was into it, and AJ Styles is the number one contender for the World Heavyweight title. So it's going to be AJ Styles versus Roman Reigns. I don't know if they're going to do a Payback, but we're thinking there's a possibility that it will be. And there's some people that made their debuts tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We had the debut. It was no ladies' debut, so that's the only thing that was different. It was no women that debuted. It was like mostly like the men. I'm trying to help. Apollo Crews was one of them that made his like debut. Of course, Baron Corbin, he made his Raw debut. We have Enzo and Big Cass. They made their debut. I think we might have got everybody on. If we're missing one, we apologize. Oh, yeah, the Vonda Villains will make their debut this coming Thursday on SmackDown.
This is bringing up a lot of the NXT lot now, which to me is good because you do need, you know, that face, that change.
Right, you do, and just see what they're going to do with them next. But WFSO Awards 2016, we do got the results. There's two awards that is going to be the deciding fate between us. So, yeah, there's two awards that is a tie, and we are going to be...
The tiebreakers?
Yeah.
Oh, am I going to enjoy these ones?
I think there's one you're going to enjoy.
Oh, good.
Right, but thank everybody for whoever was voting to give me their choices on my email address and the people that voted on to the 2016 group. So, thank you. We appreciate it. And... And tomorrow at 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern, we will say the results of the voting, the winners. And also what we're going to do is we're going to have, we're going to, all through the month of April, we're going to try to make, like, the award things, like, I don't know if we're going to, you know, give them out to people or anything like that, but we will put them on the WFSO group, like the photos and stuff. So if they want, like, if the winners want their copies and stuff, they can just put them on their profile pic or however they want to do. So. But, yeah, that was dumb. But anyways, we're going to get out of here, and I know we got to prepare for tomorrow's episode and all that good stuff. But until then, along with Hazel, wait a minute. Before we go, how did you rate WrestleMania?
B-.
Okay, B-. Now, let me see. Let's do 1 to 10, do 10 being good.
7.5.
Fair enough. Yeah.
It would have got probably an 8 to an 8.5 if Triple H hadn't shown in the ring how old he is right now. It did, though. It was really noticed that he is old now when he was wrestling. But anyway.
It's over.
Oh, wow. I'm going to give it a 7 as well for... The amount of talent that they have and, like, all their big stars were injured and you had, like, one of them coming back. Well, when John Cena, like, came back and made his return, well, with the injuries that they had, they did as good as they could with them. And I think part of the reason, like, my rating is, like, that low of it, it would have been higher. I think if they would stop treating some of these pre-show matches as, like, you know, just to kill time or whatever, and I think that extra hour of the pre-show was kind of pointless. Yeah, me, I understand what they were trying to do, but that just first hour is pointless. But they did win past, like, on Central Time, the 10 o'clock hour, they passed that, and at midnight, or close to midnight Eastern, 11 p.m. here. So that's not bad. I just think just the pre-show has just been overlooked. And I think the United States title should be at the main card. And like I said, that Usos and Dudley's should have been on the main card. Now, I can understand why that 10 Divas match, 10 Diva tag match was in the pre-show. I think they could have did a couple more matches. Like, I'm glad with the 12 matches that they did.
And I'm glad they made it. That's
good
to have a long WrestleMania, but they could have, as you said, there was a couple of matches that needed to be in different places.
Right, that should have been on the main card. But, anyways, ooh, I'm sorry. Along with Hazel, this is our trail. We're going to get out of here. We got to prepare for tomorrow, so hopefully y'all listen to us tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. So get to see who wins. So enjoy your wrestling. Have a good night.